I asked, what's the most difficult thing you've been through, and what did you learn from it? So I guess I'll go first. My son was born in October of 2014 with 10 fingers, 10 toes, and an extra chromosome. He had Down syndrome. We had no idea. 5 days and countless tests later, we were discharged, dragging an oxygen tank and the number for a cardiologist to schedule open heart surgery. At home, he became a failure to thrive. Taking him off my milk and racing him to several ER visits due to mystery fevers left me feeling like a failure of a mom. At 4 months old and barely 10 pounds, we started our 700-mile drive to heart surgery when another fever struck. Oh no, not again. He's turning blue in my arm. His eyes look so foggy. Can he even see me? Oh, maybe he can hear me sing. Tears rolled down my cheeks as I begged the universe, please don't take my sunshine away. After an antibiotic injection, he made it through another infection. And fresh out of heart surgery, he thrashed with wild eyes that screamed, Mom, you won't believe what they did to me! Right there in the ICU, I knew he came here to survive and thrive. This journey with my son has showed me how to appreciate, advocate, and celebrate not only his uniqueness, but the diversity of every single human on this planet. That's why I'm dedicated to producing content that spotlights people's struggles, passions, and differences. Because no matter what our variations are, we are all on this earth together. Bum, 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 bum. Thank you, and welcome to A Fresh Air Inspired Life, brought to you by Copper Harbor Vitality. Here we showcase Copper Harbor from the inside and the importance of kindness, connection, and community. I'm your host, Amanda, and I love being here. Thank you for joining me today. This episode is about the hard things that can happen to us in life. But not just to focus on that as much as to focus on what we learn from them, how we grow, how we become more resilient, and how we can face something even harder the next time around. In the Waterfalls episode, I asked if there were any brave people out there who wanted to share their story, and I did get a few. I applaud everyone who sent a message, wanted to be recorded. I'm so grateful that you feel open enough to share your story. I did have a couple people also that were thinking they would like to. One of my friends here said, I just have so many difficult situations, I don't know which one to pick. And I had another lady who was the opposite, and she said, I want to share a story with you, but I don't feel like anything difficult happened in my life. And I kind of just gaped at her because I know this woman and I think she's done some incredible things and some hard things. And for her to say that really blew me away. And it also showed me how much our mindset and perspective makes a difference when we approach these hard situations. Some people are like, that was nothing at all. And some people, the same thing, someone else could say, that was the hardest thing in my entire life. You know, so it's all a matter of perspective, but it's also how we choose to look at it. The goal of getting through these hard times in our lives is to grow and really see how strong we can be. So let's start it off with our first clip.
Yeah, hi, this is Chris. And one of the things I learned is about self-forgiveness. So I learned this during, after my divorce. You know, it's a really hard time for everybody. And you start looking to blame everybody else but yourself. But I realized I had to look inward and look at what I had contributed to that situation happening. So, and once I figured out what I feel like I wanted to change in my future relationships, which was better communication and other things are based around that I also then had to learn to move forward, I had to also learn how to forgive myself. So part of that process was, one, accepting the responsibility for what I did, and then also then forgiving myself. And I've taken that lesson forward in my life and use it all the time.
Oh my gosh, I just love that. He was the first person to record. He was so brave, so bold. He just stepped right up to the window there. I put my microphone in his face, and he just was really raw and honest. I love that when people can do that. So much applause to Chris and everyone else who shared. Let's go to a couple people who wrote in, and I will read you this first one from a friend I know. She said, I would say over several very difficult times, the most important thing you realize is that you are never alone. Family and friends are there for you, and they are so very important. Take help when offered. Ask for help if needed. I thank God every day for the kindness, strength, and generosity of people who have been there for me and my family when we've encountered difficult times. Nice. Thank you for that one, anonymous writer. We got to keep this anonymous if they want it. You know, it's all good. Here's another one. I have so many life lessons to share, but the two most powerful words we have always taught our children and live by daily are, don't regret. Don't regret. Those two words can be effective in any and all situations, positive and negative. I'd love to thank that listener also for chiming in with that. Just so great to hear from people. I just love all the different perspectives. If you can't tell, I just love what everyone has to say. And here's our next clip.
Well, a life lesson that I have learned in one of my hardest experiences is perseverance, really. My name's Tom, by the way, for all those who are listening. Well, let's see. Money's been tight sometimes. This or that's coming down on me. But it's good to take a deep breath and realize the sun's gonna rise tomorrow. And something good always happens eventually. It ends up working out in a funny way. Like, I was broke one time, and oh boy, I met a mailman on 11 p.m. on a Saturday, and well, now I'm on a podcast. Currently, I'm technically on the job. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that. delivering Copper Harbor's mail. So, well, it worked out. Yeah. Thank you, Amanda.
Yeah, way to go. Put your intentions out there. Put your dreams and goals out there. That's why I'm always saying to dream big. And then snag that opportunity when you find it. Next, I'd like to read another write-in from an avid listener. Here we go. After 30 years of dedicated work and advances in my position, I was let go for no reason except to cut the workforce of its salaried overhead. I fought this early retirement through HR for over a year without success. Given that this occurred during the depths of the Great Recession, there were literally no jobs available for someone of my experience and age. Being without the work that I loved and identified myself with for so long was a very difficult situation. I lost my sense of purpose and most of the work relationships that I had developed over all those years. I was depressed embarrassed, angry, sad, and confused as to what to do next. It was one of the lowest points in my life. After more than a year of looking back at what I had lost, I decided that I had to start looking forward. I took an entry-level position as a job coach, working with special needs individuals, which helped me rebuild the confidence in myself. I started volunteering with elderly and needy individuals. I developed new and expanded hobbies. I made some new friends. I started enjoying life again in a whole new way. I slowly grew to be happy again. The life lesson here is not to waste too much time looking backwards. Learn from the past and move on to new interests that bring you happiness. Yes, thank you. I love that. One of my favorite quotes is in a tragically hip song. You can't be fond of living in the past, because if you are, then there's no way that you're going to last. Gord, he was a good one. So this just shows us another way we can come out of a hard time and look for a brighter future. Know that there's more out there. Our past does not define us. It's something we learn from and move forward. Okay, next I want you to meet someone so special to me. We call her Grammy Linda, or Windy. She is Brayden's grandma, not my mom. But when I met Linda, I absolutely fell in love with her right away. And I'm so glad she is still one of my best friends ever on this planet. But not only to me, also to Brayden, my son. Their relationship is so beautiful and so just fun to watch. It's great to see what kind of changes little man evoked in her and how he reacts to her love. So great combination, those two. I love them. Grammy Linda, of course, she hasn't had it easy. She's a Grammy, you know. She's not a spring chicken, so she's been through a lot. And in this next clip, she talks about her journey healing physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And she goes on for about 12 minutes. She wasn't going to stop, and I wasn't going to stop her, because I just think she's so wise. And that's one of the reasons I stay so close to her, is because I can just learn so much from her. And without further ado, here's Grammy Linda.
So many of them have been lately because I have gone through some therapies that have brought me to a place in my thinking and my processing about the energies that move behind that which we are, and that's what we think, and, you know, hence leading to illnesses and blockages and things like that want to express and reveal themselves as they come up after those blockages start to clear. So I had several major ones recently. One of them started with a little mishap that led me to a walk down the road thinking about control. And I really opened myself and really got a download in control. And I was having trouble in my relationship and my relationships with my mother, my family, my husband. And it came to me about how much I was still wanting to control those. Because I realized whenever you think something, that a person should be doing something other than what they're doing, and, you know, you build up thoughts about that, that's judging them. That's not accepting them for who they are. And to release that in a relationship and realize that it was control was really hard for me to, you know, me thinking I'm all peaceful and everything. And here, you know, my mother, you know, I go down and my mother is, you know, wanting control, you know, everything around her. And I realized that that bothered me, but actually I was doing the same thing within my relationship. So control was the one that started that release. And then once I released that heavy one, and it really improved my relationship because I decided and tried to implement, and it doesn't always work that way because I am a person, but tried to implement that to let go of that judgment of what I think everybody should be doing or how they should be doing it. Because it's an experience, and I come to see life that way. Life is an experience, and they are in their experience because that's the experience that they're learning and they're growing from. And it may or may not happen all in one lifetime, but I can see that each person's experience is a learning vehicle, if you want to say, for that growth which comes from that experience. So then after I incorporated that thought, then others started to come from my deeper past. I have a kinesiologist that helps me to locate them sometimes when they're heavy. And this one came from my childhood, a rough adventure, and loving too, but you know, it has its points. But the realization after the release of control, the realization that I was protecting myself in my behaviors, and that was huge. That brought trembling and tears, and it still does, I guess, because it was so revealing to me how lifelong I've been doing that. And that comes from sense of self, you know, in childhood, that, you know, you have to, back to, you know, control, you have to be a certain thing, you have to be a certain way in order to be accepted. And my acceptance was not unconditional within my family situation and my relationship situation, and even my educational experience was not unconditional. And so I'm starting, you know, in childhood, behaving in a way of accepted, because it's hard to be isolated. It's hard to be not embraced as, you know, as who you are, as a child. That's rejection. That's a really hard emotion too. So we build up these masks, these protective forces that allow us to be in the world without, you know, it's a defense mechanism that allows us to be in a world without, you know, what we think is pain. And so it's a lot of energy, energy in emotion and emotion in process that gets stuck in the body. And after I went through the control download, then the ways in which I was protecting myself became apparent and really real in my being. And it was so weird because I was waking up nights with trembling, and I felt like I was sleeping on a railroad track. I was just bumping about, and my body started to vibrate and just wanted something to be known. And as I went through those layers and layers and layers of how I was protecting myself and the behaviors that were arising as I worked on letting those go, was quite a journey. But the bumps in the night and the vibrations and the discomfort started to leave my body as I started to really look at that and at every level. And it's quite humbling because it's heavy. It's a whole process that you've been reprocessing in your being for a lifetime. They get stuck there in patterns that just cycle in patterns, and they don't release from there unless you intentionally release them. And so in that process, that was weeks of getting through that one. And then, of course, after that, then, you know, some of the smaller things want to release as well. But one of the pivotal things of this whole process of understanding and releasing was after that, you can tell I'm a little emotional in my voice, but after that, the freedom that came with that, the freedom to be real, the freedom to just be and not constantly think about how others might see you or how, and I felt free in those moments at times, but at times of emotional upset, I would go back to those masks and reprocess that pattern of thinking until I could recognize that and then release those, but the freedom that come from releasing those and continually release those just allowed me to be so much more free in the world and so much more happy. But the last part of the latest was, you know, going through the channels of forgiveness and releasing. And the last powerful one in the sequence of those was just a download during the night that was so heavy. And I think I told you about that one, is that all these channels of forgiveness, I mean, deep, deep forgivenesses of trauma in childhood and long-term relationships of, you know, another person's wounds as well as my own coming together, was those channels of forgiveness. And I went through miles and miles of, you know, deep, deep forgiveness and letting go and prayer about them. And then a bump in the night again, and meditation and allowing space to reveal what it was telling me was that, oops, I forgot to forgive myself. And I realized that that was okay to forgive myself. And to love that which I am is a being of beautiful energy, just like we all are and everything is.
Oh, that Grammy, you gotta love her. I sure do. All right, you. If you made it this far, for one, thank you. For two, you're awesome. And for three, congrats, because you get the nuggets that I like to say for the end of these shows. Today, I have a secret to share with you. That story that I shared at the beginning about Brady P and heart surgery, and boy, our family really went through a lot that first year of his life. But we're so grateful. He's doing great now, if you are curious, and if you don't know, he's doing amazing. But that story is part of a speech I'm going to give in just a few days in Hollywood. What? Man is going to Hollywood. Oh, yeah. I'm so excited. I've been taking a legendary speaker class, and the whole experience has been amazing. I've met people from all over the world, and we're going to converge in LA to each share our story. Some really powerful people here, and I'm so glad and slightly terrified because it's such a big city and I live in Copper Harbor. But I'm doing this. I'm breaking out of a shell to do this. I'm grateful for all of those people who are sharing their stories. And I'm grateful for you who shared yours. Thank you so much for listening and being a part of this show. It means so much to me. if you want to stay in the loop, I post a blog every other week, so the second and fourth Wednesday of each month. You can stay in the loop that way. Sometimes I post videos on YouTube. Sometimes I don't. But yeah, stay with me. Check out my Patreon. Drop me a note. Leave a tip. Show me that you love this as much as I love doing it. Share it with a friend. Let's make this world a better place. Till next time, focus on that path forward and be good to yourself. Ba-ba-da-da-dum-dum. Ba-ba-da-da-dum-dum. Ba-ba-da-da-dum. Ba-da-da-dum.